Hey guys, welcome to the Witch's Table. Today is our Ostara episode, and we are starting this off with a tarot spread for the second quarter of this year. But first, we're going to go over our first quarter's cards that we pulled for January, February, and March. So for January, we had the Fool. And with the Fool, it almost looks like he's like about to walk off the cliff because he's so focused on looking up at the sky or whatever it is that his attention is on. And he's missing the very real danger that waits just around the corner. And then for February, we had the Five of Rods, which is all about tension. Mm-hmm. And it was in reverse. Mm-hmm. Tension, struggle, conflict, all of those themes. And then for March, we had the Nine of Pentacles, which we're feeling like is more like a false sense of security and well-being. But we've talked about this before, and sometimes our material or creature comforts can actually be a distraction to kind of distract us from kind of like that full energy where there's dangers and there is pitfalls, but we're so focused on, oh, you know, I have money in the bank. I have food to eat. Nothing will ever happen to me.
Right. And she needs to be focused on that bird of prey that she has on her wrist, because controlling that bird of prey requires skill and attention and focus. So it looks like everything is all rosy in life, but there is this thing that is like a wild animal that requires attention, that requires focus, that requires you to really hone in on that and be aware of what's happening. And I feel like that's a really good representation of the energies that have been going on in March. It feels like everything is going to be rosy. The weather is turning, the bulbs are coming up from the ground, but there's a lot going on that requires our attention.
Definitely. And that was further confirmed by the cards we pulled for this upcoming quarter. So for April, we got the Seven of Cups. That's all about looking at all of these different influences. But the foreground of this card is the shadow self. So it's really the basis of what we need to be focusing on. But it almost looks like there's again, more of these distractions and shiny things to look at and things that seem more important, but actually the shadow is the one pulling the strings on this.
And I like this card because it really ties into the solar eclipse moon cycle that we're going to be talking about here in a minute. And we'll come back to this card and explain a little more about why that's so relevant.
Definitely. For May of this year, we have the Star in reverse, and I liked what you were saying about that.
Mm-hmm. The Star is about the Star reversed. It's about unfulfilled plans. It's about things not being in balance, being out of balance, and because if you look at the card, she has water in both hands, and she's pouring the water into the water, and she's pouring other water onto the earth. And above her is the power of the sun and all of the stars. So all of the elements are in balance in this picture. But when it's reversed, it really is pointing to an imbalance. And again, when we start talking about the astrology for the Scorpio full moon and it's also eclipse, in May, on the 5th of May, that's very much about balance. It's very much about looking at the shadow side of ourselves and what we need to really seriously look at in order to bring ourselves into balance.
Definitely. For June, we have the Emperor upright. So we're feeling like this has to do with an influential figure on the earth. It's not like a more abstract concept. We think this is talking about a specific person or group of people, men who are authoritative specifically.
Yeah, I think this card is asking us to be paying a lot of attention to what's happening in the world powers, and who are the men that are in charge of the major countries that are either taking action or not taking action right now, the countries that are in conflict right now. So we want to watch for who is that emperor going to be, who are the powerful male figures who are going to be stepping up in June, stepping up their activity in June, and what is that going to look like?
Definitely. So we have a lot of intense cosmic and astrological and moon energy going on. These past few days we've been in the Aries new moon, and right before that we had our spring equinox here in our hemisphere. So it's a lot of intense energy. With the equinox, it's the true astrological new year. Up until now, we've been putting our intentions into words. We've been planning things. We haven't actually set into action on any of these things yet. With this equinox, it's more of a shift. Now we're getting to that point where we are ready to take some action. And then with that almost coinciding directly with the Aries new moon, the leader of the zodiac, the first one, it's a really potent energy for initiating things, getting started on things. I think it's a really powerful time to be reflecting on this as we go into the season.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about this astrology.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. So on the 21st, we had a new moon in Aries, as Grace was speaking about. And yes, it's a fresh start. It reaches its zenith right after the equinox, which is passed by a couple of days. This particular new moon, if you didn't observe this new moon, I would suggest that you do ritual tonight. And take advantage of the tail end of the energies of this new moon, which are still very potent in the sky right now. The moon is providing a high level of creative energy, which is going to let us manifest our desires and discover new possibilities. It's interesting that this is happening in the middle of March, so we're still looking at that last card with the woman standing there holding that hawk and using her skill to dominate and train and control that animal. And that moves into the card for April, which is all about our shadow side and getting lost in illusion. So if we can set a firm intention, a firm focus here during this new moon, then that will be very, very helpful to help us avoid the overall broader energies that are wanting to settle in with that April card of illusion. The new moon here in March on the 21st in Aries is the first of two new moons in Aries, and that's something that doesn't happen all the time. It also is a really potent opportunity for us to dovetail the new beginning work that we're doing now into additional new beginning work that we want to do or advance in April. In between that, on the 23rd, which is today, Pluto entered Aquarius. And everybody is all like, oh, yay, Aquarius, let's all smoke a joint and sing peace and love songs and let our hair down. It's all going to be awesome. Well, it's just like the end of the Kali Yuga. We are still in the war zone of the end of the destruction of the Kali Yuga. Yes, that era is over, but we are now crawling through that cremation ground. And the same thing is true with Pluto and Aquarius. Pluto came in and did the destruction that he did and is poking at transformation, is poking at deep work that needs to be done. So we're still wading through that before we can really experience that Aquarius energy, which really isn't going to happen for another year and a half. So what you want to also think about today on the 23rd with this heavy Pluto energy kind of backing out and his remnants being left on the field is power and transformation. It's the potential of destruction, but destruction through opportunity. So what is the opportunity that is being brought forward by this destruction? So you want to think about what do you need to destroy or remove in your life that if you got that thing, that behavior, that person, that job, that whatever it is, if you got that out of your way, what opportunities would that provide? That's what Pluto is asking us to do as he kind of closes the door on us. So between now and the middle of April, you want to work on building and creating what it is that you want to be doing this year. And at the same time, watching for those pitfalls. What are those things that jump up and get in your way? You want to get rid of those. Do that destructive work. Do that shadow side work. Then when we get to the new moon in Aries, again, in April, this is the 19th of April. There's also a solar eclipse. And this is what we call a hybrid solar eclipse, because it appears as a total solar eclipse, but it's on top of an annular solar eclipse. And basically what that means is that when you look at the eclipse, it's right in the center of the sun, and so there'll be this massive glowing orange ring of the sun exposed around the eclipse. So it's really quite beautiful to see, but of course you need to wear your proper little sun viewing glasses so you don't fry your eyeballs. But it really illuminates the energies of the moon, that Aries moon at that time, and also the potency of the energies of the sun all happening at the same time. That moon on the 19th is really a profound astrological event, and you can expect to feel the effects of this for up to 6 months. So that can be a good thing and that can be a bad thing. So you want to make it a good thing. You want to use the eclipse to your advantage. Reevaluate and fine-tune your stated intentions from the new moon work that you're doing on the 21st, the 22nd, and 23rd. So do that work tonight. You want to consider what needs to be released and destroyed. What isn't serving you? Examine what is in alignment with your journey and how you can level that up. Solar eclipses are karmic. And so it's a great time to examine past life experiences also, finding out how those past life experiences are coming through and affecting your current life in a positive or possibly negative way. And do those experiences need to be dealt with and healed? Be aware of events around you, in your family and your community, especially given the card that's coming up in June with the Emperor. Pay attention to the nightly news. Eclipses also affect the world as a whole. It affects everyone as a whole. So yes, there's you and your personal work, but we also have the whole world that we live on. And there's a lot of tension in the world right now. And again,
I think that also goes, it ties in with the Aquarius themes that we're shifting into with Pluto being that undercurrent that's right. Going to be there. It's more subtle with right. The Pluto energy, but Aquarius has a lot to do with the collective.
Yes.
In the 11th house energy of
very much so.
Being in groups and recognizing that. So that's going to be especially important going forward for the next, you know, Pluto stays in its sign for 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I forget. I didn't look up how long Aquarius is going to be in prominence. But yeah, that's an excellent point, because we have an opportunity now with these Aries moons to do personal work and to prepare ourselves to be able to have a greater effect in the broader, wider community as our whole society and even the global society is in a big place of shift right now.
Yeah, and also, was it, like, if you look at the birth chart for the U.S., mm-hmm. wasn't Pluto in Aquarius at the time we
were
conceived?
Know. I do not know. Maybe we'll look.
I thought like this was our Pluto return.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a very good question. Let's make a note of that and we'll look that up.
Okay.
Because I would want to know where the Pluto return is, also where the Saturn return is.
Yeah.
Because that's really a reckoning point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we should look that up, especially under the context of what else is going on in the world right now.
Definitely.
So if we move into May, we have a full moon lunar eclipse in Scorpio on the 5th, with the sun across from Scorpio in Taurus. And this moon, although it's a full moon, is going to really feel like a dark moon because it's got heavy energy. It's really in the realm of catharsis and deep inner realization. You have Taurus, that's all about what is mine, versus Scorpio, which is all about See, Taurus is all about what's mine, and Scorpio is all about what's yours. There's an emphasis on form from Taurus and transformation from Scorpio. So Taurus wants to build things, wants to get comfortable. Scorpio wants to shake that up, throw out that old manky couch. I'm tired of looking at it. Taurus wants to deal with matter and personal values and material goods. And Scorpio wants to destroy all of that, wants to deal with shared possessions, change, and transformation. So there's a lot of pressure happening during this moon. You may feel pulled between how your life is at this moment in time. Things that you've always been comfortable with, that you've always accepted, might all of a sudden smack you on the head and just feel completely wrong. So you want to seek balance during this Scorpio full moon, which is great because we have the Star card here and she represents balance, only she's upside down. So it really is a warning that seeking of this balance at this time individually is going to be really important for us collectively as we move forward. So to sum it up, on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd today, if you haven't done it already, set a strong intention. On the 19th of April, you want to be thinking about who you are. Who am I really? What courage do I need to gather? How do I push forward strongly to meet my goals? In May, on the 5th, you want to expect a personal catharsis. You might actually prepare for breakdown, okay? As you do more releasing of the shadow side that you began in April. And then after you can look at those pieces that have been shed, seek balance through the month of May so that we're ready to face whatever it is that this Emperor card is going on in June. So that's a synopsis of the three really powerful moon cycles we have coming up in the next 6 weeks. All of this is happening in 6 weeks.
As much as it seems like it's a lot, it's going to be a lot of chaos, I'm kind of excited on a personal level because I was born on an Aries new moon. So having two back-to-back, I'm like, woohoo! This is right up my alley. I think that talking about it and kind of preparing yourself ahead of time will help you manage the energies a lot better by having a heads up with everything.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What else did we want to talk about today?
Just different themes. So this is all coinciding with Ostara, too.
Yeah.
And the energies of that.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be coming up as well. I feel like we started this podcast around Samhain, you know? Mm-hmm. We've been retreated. We've been in our shell. We've been a little bit isolated, sometimes by choice, sometimes by force due to weather or... Yeah. Different events going on or energies, and so it's a whole shift in the whole vibe of like, oh, okay, we're going out now, we're like, we're gonna start blooming now. Mm-hmm. We're gonna start putting things into action, so I'm actually a lot more excited about what's coming up. I'm tired of being cooped up in the house, I'm tired of being cold, I'm tired, you know.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the shift.
That's very true.
And our next big Sabbat is Beltane, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beltane comes up the 1st of May. And Beltane is all about fertility. And if you think about it, this moon cycle, and then you look at fertility, thinking about fertility in May, what are you growing? What's blooming? What plans are really rolling down the mountainside because they're in full speed by now? You want that preparation work to be strong between now and the 1st of May. So again, Aries is really here to help us push through our kind of sluggishness from this really long, cold, dark season.
It's that energy of like that burst of energy that you need, like when you're like a sprout coming out of the ground, because you have to push through all the dirt before you can even reach the surface. So
exactly,
it's like a whole other internal battle before you even get out, right?
Right, right. Very much. I like the way you said that. And that's kind of what the cards are telling us. That's what the astrology of these moons coming up are telling us, is you really want to take that battle by the horns, given that it's Aries. You really want to stand in your warrior energy. You know, really envision yourself as Aries. Who would you be in your very strongest, and bring that part of you forward to get through these next 6 weeks, so that when we look at Beltane, Beltane will be this point of joy and refreshment and welcome, rather than, oh my gosh, I'm not prepared, I haven't got my act together, and now everything is like out of my control, you know.
Yeah. That's not where you want to be when we hit that May 5th eclipse.
No.
At all.
Yeah, definitely not.
It's going to kick you.
Yeah, because Scorpio is just waiting for your sorry butt.
Yep. So. Yep. And we have been in that, you know, there's eclipses every year, and there's a certain season. Mm-hmm. These past, I think it's been since 2021, it has been that Taurus-Scorpio axis.
Yeah.
And so this year is kind of the closer for that. Mm-hmm. Going into next year, we're shifting more towards that Aries-Libra axis with our eclipses. So this is kind of one of our last chances to really glean all we can from that, all that wisdom from that axis, and being in those uncomfortable positions to learn what needs to be learned.
Yeah, because as we move towards that Aries Libra, we're going to be able to take advantage of the energies of balance. But if your life is not together, if you haven't got your ducks in a row, then balance is not going to be possible.
Yep.
And collectively, we really need to be able to move powerfully together as human beings towards balance. Mm-hmm. That is the thing that's going to push us into actually being able to experience and feel this quote-unquote new age of Aquarius.
Yeah.
You know, the tail end of Pluto is pretty much all the stuff going on this year.
Yeah.
So keep cleaning house, you know, clean out the cupboards, sweep the floor, take a look at your shadow side, and when you think you're done, look in there again.
Yep. And it's a very slow moving sign. So we're still, it still has that somewhat Capricorn influence. So don't give up on work. Don't give up on your finances. Keep an eye, keep a very close hold on all of that too. It's important. You're not going to fully feel the effects for a while. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm interested to see if this was our Pluto return now, because I'm like, interesting. But yeah, and when we're talking about balance and things too, because I do feel like we're in a more like preparation mode all the way around. We're talking about balance. This starts on a personal level. We had talked about this the other day. Like, I feel like there's too many people who get caught up in like what so-and-so is doing, or what their neighbor's doing, or what, you know, like, oh, my parents did this, and like, they're just going to take that and run with it for however long. Mm-hmm. And it's really, you're really just, it's like you're pulling this thing on your back, and it keeps getting heavier and heavier and heavier.
Yeah. It's part of that illusion card.
And so eventually you end up at the end of the road, and your body can't even move because you've been dragging all this shit along.
Right. That's not yours.
For no reason. Because you were too worried about what everybody else is doing instead of you, and taking personal responsibility and accountability to actually fix what needs to be fixed. Become aware of what you need to become aware of.
Your focus cannot be divided. You know, think again of the Nine of Pentacles, the woman staring very intently at that bird of prey. Focused attention, focused skill, the exercise of power and skill and concentration. And then we have a flip-flop warning again in April with this illusion card. No, you want to stand in that focus and skill. You want to let the Aries energy that's going to be here with us for another full month, let that energy really pervade you. Even step outside in the sun and just feel the energy of the sun, and let that be like a medicine, like a healing energy coming into you to strengthen you whenever you're feeling confused or divided or weak or unfocused. go outside and get some sun rays and ask the energy of Aries to move into you and strengthen you, because you need to be in a strong position as we move forward towards May and June. So you can really appreciate Beltane. Beltane should be this wonderful, joyous, playful event, because we've got our seeds planted, things are growing, it's not going to be cold anymore, small animals are being born, and it's supposed to be this joyous event. But if you come into it with everything disconnected and feeling weak, then you miss that sweet spot. You know, Beltane is really kind of like a sweet spot in the calendar, in the year. So you want to be prepared to really take advantage of that.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Was there anything else you wanted to go over?
I don't think so. Grace and I did ritual last night to take advantage of that Aries new moon. And I feel like our work was very potent. I wrote a ritual for the 21st moon, for the April 19th moon, and for the May 5th moon, all having to do with some simple meditative work and candle magic. And I think Grace is going to read that to you in a separate podcast right after this, so that you can do it. Also, if you want a copy of it, so you can do it from the script, or at least have a better visual aid for how to do that ritual, you can email me with your email, and I will send it to you. So, and it's short, it's easy, it's not a huge thing, but the work is very deep.
Yeah.
And it will help you to connect. I've written all three of the rituals so that they connect with one another, so that you can ride this energy all the way from the 21st through the 5th of May. So please do contact me if you'd like a copy of that, and I'm very happy to send it out to you.
Definitely. I will have her email in the caption of this episode, and also I will be dropping the episode reading that ritual. Both of our emails will be in that one as well, so keep an eye out. That'll be within the next 24 hours.
Yeah, at our ritual last night, I felt it went really well. I felt it was very potent. I called upon the Morrigan for my personal use. I've been doing some work with her, and I'm expanding on the work that I'm doing with her. And my goals for this year is working on developing a group of priestesses that are teachers. I'm wanting to put together an actual school for Wicca here in the Denver metro area. We had one maybe 10 years ago, and it fell to the wayside, so I want to revive that. So I really used that potent Aries energy, looking for what strength do I need? What tools do I need to put together in order to take those first steps in making this happen? So I feel very emboldened today, and I feel really positive, and I have a plan, and I feel supported by the universe. So I'm going to move forward towards that April 19th ritual and moon cycle with my first steps of my project. So I'm feeling very confident, and I'm hoping that if you take this on and do the work, that you will find yourself feeling successful and confident as well.
Yeah, I noticed a really big shift after the ritual, just feeling confident. Like, my thing that I really wanted to work on more than anything this year is to kind of kick the people pleasing and like learning how to say no when I don't feel like this is what I feel called to do. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just woke up this morning on a war path. I was just like, I'm not taking it anymore. You know, it was just kind of that little spark. Right. And
she got her sword sharpened.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, the ritual is very potent for me as well. Mm-hmm. I think what I liked most about it was in ritual, one of our things we meditated on is, please show me the first few steps I need to take.
Right.
Making it into little bite-sized pieces that's actually manageable.
Because we can freak ourselves out, and it looks too huge. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't.
Right. You just have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And so I felt like that was really helpful, mm-hmm. and really gave me a lot of confidence. Of like, okay, if I just do it step by step, one foot in front of the other, mm-hmm. eventually you'll get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And I think, especially with my generation, in our perspective, it's like we have to have everything now, overnight. We have to have it planned. It's got to be in the works. We've got to have results. Amazon. We've got to have results to show, you know, that overnight delivery. And we got to be able to take a picture of it and share it and have all this shit going on.
That is not happening.
It's like, just calm down.
That's hilarious. I like that.
This is more of a long haul type of energy right now.
Yeah.
We're setting ourselves up not just for this month or this year. It's like this decade. Like, we're really getting into the thick of it.
Yeah.
And that's something to honor and appreciate. Don't be put off by that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the beginning of this decade, if you think about it. You know, if you look at your life in chunks of 10 years, what did I accomplish in the last decade? And you think about what do you want to accomplish in this decade? Well, certainly it's the third year of this decade, just barely. So you can't go into that place of making yourself wrong for not being further ahead. You know, it's early.
Well, look what we all started this decade with.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you're going to record the ritual.
Yes.
Hopefully some folks will send me an email so I can send this work out so that we can all be engaged in this process together. It would also be lovely if any of you engage in this process and do these rituals to drop us a note, let us know how things are going. We would really love to hear from you in that way.
Definitely. Well, you guys have a good rest of your day.
Be strong.
Be strong. Don't let all this stuff get to you. Just put on your Aries face and stand in your power. Because at the end of the day, we all have a choice in how we react and respond to things. And we can only control ourselves. That's it. So if you focus on that, it'll be okay. All right. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.